remember ever enjoying it. Your man, Paul Rasmussen. And yesterday, Pittsburgh Mayor Ed Gainey spoke in Harrisburg to a group of leaders there to talk about what his game plan is here in part. And we talked about the headline, of course, is he is rejecting cooperation with ICE and the immigration issues that the president has obviously rolled out in deportations and arrests that are underway in many cities. And then also talked about the issue of housing. And let me just share a portion of that with you first, Paul, and we can get into the details and why there's a big pushback when it comes to the zoning question.
We leveraged over $36 million of our federal ARPA support to create or preserve affordable housing units, issued the first ever affordable housing bond to bring an additional $30 million of investments towards closing our affordable housing deficit. We've also secured an historic 12 low-income housing tax credit awards over the past two rounds. Embarking on the city's second choice neighborhood partnership with HUD to be able to reinvest in our Bedford dwellings. We continue to successfully support programs like our Housing Opportunity Fund. Through these efforts, we have made critical investments in our neighborhood and changed the lives of everyday Pittsburghers. Over the past 3 years, there are over 1,000 units of affordable housing completed or under construction, with nearly another 1,000 in the pipeline. We've invested in communities that had not seen investment, like Hazelwood, the historic Hill District in Allentown that has not seen investments in years. We have also created generational wealth for families who have historically been shut out of the housing market. But for the first time, we have put 150 first-time low-income homeowners like Anna Wright and Danny Ritchie into homes. Low-income renters into low-income homeowners. That's what you call establishing generational wealth and growth. And our efforts didn't stop at funding. We're fighting for legislation to change the way we're building housing in our city by removing outdated legislation that stands in the way of new construction and by also increasing housing in our community by expanding inclusionary zoning citywide, which will fulfill the vision laid out 8 years ago. All of this work built towards our work to launch the city's first ever comprehensive plan in over 200 years, Pittsburgh 2050, to establish a community-driven vision for the next quarter century of our city.
Pittsburgh Mayor Ed Gainey in Harrisburg yesterday, the money shot in that, if you will, is about changing zoning. And that's what a lot of people are focused on. What exactly does that mean?
Okay, now, there's another side to this. City Councilmember Bob Charland has also an agenda regarding affordable housing that's very much in what they would call a contrast, I guess, with Mayor Ed Gainey's zoning expansion efforts. This is the inclusionary zoning that he's talking about. So let's get into the numbers here real quickly. The mayor's proposal would require 10% of the units in new buildings to be affordable to people at 50% of the area median income. Charland's bill would raise the affordability ceiling to 120% of the AMI. And now the Planning Commission is going to have to consider both. And that's happening today.
Right. That's why this is so important. So the suggestion for other people is if they change the zoning with these new requirements or allowances, however you look at it, that some people fear it will lower their value, their home values in certain neighborhoods. So this will be, it's a big deal for a lot of people. It'll be interesting to follow in the Planning Commission. And there has been a circular sent around that Marty Griffin got a hold of yesterday and posted on social media, kind of alerting people in the city that this is being discussed. So for people that want to put their two cents in. So that's kind of the heart of that part of the story.
There's really not a person in the city limits of Pittsburgh that's not affected by this discussion today.
Correct.
Really not.
And then, of course, overall, making national news by saying publicly that he's not cooperating with ICE in the efforts to deport people here.
And similar comments are being made by mayors in other cities, including, I think, Boston, Chicago, etc.
So we will keep you posted on the outcome of the City Planning Commission, because it has widespread implications for the city of Pittsburgh.